Episode 34, The Odyssey of Arcas. Prologue, Invocation to the Muse. Hark, O Muse of the Blockchain Sea, tell us the tale of Bitcoin's decree. In the echo of the digital, beneath the numbers glow, narrate the odyssey of Arcas through highs and lows. From the Genesis block to the ledger's last leaf, chronicle the saga of belief and disbelief. Guide us through the bits, the bytes, the code, where the currency of freedom finds its abode. Recount, O Muse, the rise of a vision so bright, of a hero who journeyed beyond the night. Arcas, the name etched in the cycle of the moon, a bearer of change, the harbinger of fortune. Sing of the struggles, the victories, the strife, of freedom's pulse in the web of life. From the decline of fiat to the revelry's cheer, through the maelstrom of doubt and the revolution near. Invoke the divine, the revelation, the flame, that burned through the old, setting the world aflame. With the proof of work as our steadfast guide, through the descent of fortune where dreams coincide. O Muse of Bitcoin, of the age anew, bless this odyssey as we retell the journey true. Through the digital dawn, let the story unfold of Arcas, the pioneer in the era of gold. So whisper to us, through the blockchain's hum, of the world transformed and the victories won. Let the prologue begin, let the verses soar, as we sail once more to the revolutionary shore. Book 1, The World of Fiat. In the dawning age of transistors and truth, Arcas perceived a world uncouth. In the land of fiat, where currencies old, lay a tale of control silently told. He walked through the alleys of commerce and trade, where the value of work was unfairly weighed. The papers and coins, once symbols of trust, now but relics of greed and dust. Arcas the seeker, with eyes that pierced veils, saw through the masquerade where justice fails. A vision of freedom from the centralized hand, in the world of fiat he took his stand. He dreamt of a ledger, transparent and clear, a world of transactions without any fear, where wealth was a river flowing for all, not dammed by the few, not prone to their call. In the grasp of the fiat, where the old guard clung tight, Arcas ignited a spark, a beacon of light. He spoke of a currency, not minted but mined, of a future unshackled, redefined. In hushed tones, he shared his revelation wide, a decentralized dream with no place to hide. With every word spoken, every idea he shared, the foundations of fiat increasingly bared. Arcas, with wisdom beyond his years, challenged the system, confronted the fears. For in the heart of the world, where fiat reigned king, Arcas foresaw the blockchain's spring. A new world was calling from the old one's foam. Arcas, the harbinger, would bring it home. The world of fiat, on the brink of a change, with the dawn of Bitcoin, would be rearranged. Book 2, The Birth of Bitcoin. In the silence of Arcas, neath the world's watchful eye, Arcas dwelt alone, where his thoughts soared high. In the crucible of creation, a spark he found, a concept so bold in the digital ground. Alone he toiled where none could see, crafting keys to unlock a new currency. In the quiet of isolation, his mind took flight, grasping at a future bathed in decentralized light. In this solace of solitude, a truth was spun, of a currency for all, not controlled by one. An answer unique, setting him apart from the throngs of society, he began to chart. A new path forward, away from the din, where the cacophony of commerce could not begin. In the loneliness of innovation, Arcas's heart grew keen, on the brink of discovery, yet unseen. He saw a network, vast and untethered, where wealth was not hoarded but freely weathered. Bitcoin's genesis in seclusion came to life, a digital child born amidst the strife. Arkas knew the burden of the solitary sage, who sees beyond the confines of the societal cage. The birth of Bitcoin, a secret to unfurl, would soon ripple out to the entire world. But for now, he stood alone, a beacon in the night, holding the key to a future so bright. Though set apart from the crowd he once knew, Arkas's resolve only grew and grew. For in the quiet of discovery, the profoundest seeds grow, and from the well of loneliness, the purest waters flow. Thus, Bitcoin emerged from one mind alone, the power of the many from the one was sown. Book 3, The Seeds of Revolution. In the silence of a world unturned, Arkas sowed a dream, a vision of a future where financial streams would flow not from the coffers of the few, but from the keystrokes of the many, bold and true. He planted seeds in the fertile soil of the net, ideas that would grow and set the stage for a revolution, quiet but profound, where money spoke in a cryptic sound. Bitcoin, the seedling watered by belief, took roots in the minds of those seeking relief. From the yoke of oppression, the chains of fiat, in the digital soil, it found a riot. Arkas whispered of freedom, of a ledger so pure, a blockchain unbroken, a monetary cure. He spoke of a world where value was shared, where the power of currency was no longer ensnared. With each transaction, with every exchange, the roots of Bitcoin spread out and changed. The landscape of commerce, the fabric of trade, in the heart of society, a new foundation laid. The seeds of revolution, once cast to the wind, began to take hold, to sprout, to begin. A movement that gathered, a force that would swell, a tide of change that no power could quell. The seeds that Arkas planted with care grew into a garden rich and fair. A monetary revolution from a single grain, Bitcoin flourished, breaking the chain. Arkas watched as the world caught alight, with the fire of Bitcoin burning bright. The seeds of revolution, now fully grown, had taken the world to a place unknown. Where once there was silence, now there was song, a chorus of voices loud and strong. The seeds of revolution had found their way, and the world would never again be the same. Book 4, The House of Fun. In the realms of code, neath the vigilant sky, Arkas walked forth with a glint in his eye. Beyond just wealth, he sought for the heart, a revolution of joy in which all could take part. He dreamt of a house, not of cards but of fun, where the currency flowed and the revelry spun. A place of connection, of digital mirth, where laughter was currency of unmeasured worth. Bitcoin, the vessel, the harbinger of pleasure, became more than money, a trove of digital treasure. A medium for passion, for games played with zest, in the house of fun, where life felt its best. Arkas's quest led to the carnival of the soul, where Bitcoin bought not just goods, but made people whole. In the marketplace of feelings, emotion ran free, fueled by the blockchain as vast as the sea. There was love in abundance, hearts traded like art. Each beat, each whisper, a blockchain chart. Sex was no longer a whispered transaction, but a joyous embrace and mutual attraction. In the house of fun, growth was the game, individuation the goal beyond wealth or fame. Arkas found himself in the mirror of the other, every trader, every soul, a sister or brother. The revolution was playful, a dance of the free, a playground of adults as wide as the sea, where growth was a choice, an adventurous mission, and Bitcoin the key to a new human condition. Arkas's heart swelled with each new connection. In the house of fun, he found his direction, where every emotion, every desire was a path, and the currency of joy was aftermath. In the laughter of the market, the joyous refrain, Arkas's revolution found its domain. In Bitcoin he trusted, in fun he invested, in the house of fun where life was tested. And so the narrative wove a tale of delight in the world of blockchain where day merged with night. Arkas's quest was clear, his path was spun, in the heart of the ledger, in the house of fun. Book 5, The Proof of Work. In the burgeoning dawn of a world reborn, Arkas stood witness as new truths were sworn. Through the synthesis of work and the joy of the heart came the essence of change, a cryptographic art. The house of fun, with its laughter and light, merged with the labour through day and through night. The proof of work, not a burden but a dance, in the chains of the blockchain, a chance for romance. The miners toiled not in darkness but in delight, for each solved puzzle brought more than just might. It brought a piece of the revolution, a fragment of the dream, a proof that in unity the individual could gleam. Arkas at the helm, with a miner's pick in hand, carved out the future bold and grand. For in each block confirmed, in each ledger inscribed, lay the laughter and love that could not be described. The work was the proof, the testament of time, that in this new age effort was prime. But effort not wasted or spent in vain, for each calculation a step in the chain. The chain of humanity, linked by desire, fueled by the fun, forged in digital fire. The proof of work, a beacon so bright, guiding the world through the cryptographic night. Arkas's vision was clear, and the network grew, each node a testament to the world he knew, a world of freedom, of joy, and of trust, where Bitcoin was the bond, and fairness a must. In the fusion of work and the carnival's song, Arkas found where his heart truly belonged. In the blockchain's embrace, where each proof told a story of a world united in its full digital glory. And so the saga continued, an epic so vast, of a world that found its true path at last. In the proof of work, the essence of the game, Arkas's legacy would forever remain. Book 6, The Descent to Fortune. As the world spun anew on the axis of change, Arkas, once shadowed, now roamed free and unchained. In the glow of the blockchain, his name carved in lore, wealth beyond measure he did not seek to store. The fame of a revolutionary whispered in the streets, in the bazaars and forums, with every heartbeat. His descent to fortune, a fabled descent, not to depths of despair, but to joyful ascent. With wealth came new journeys, paths wide and vast, each coin a vessel to the future, a cast. New ventures beckoned, where ideas could bloom, in the fertile grounds of the digital room. The riches of Bitcoin, a means, not an end, gave rise to creation, allowed dreams to extend. New technologies birthed from the wealth of the chain, a renaissance of code where Arkas did reign. Yet with fortune's embrace came a siren's call, the lure of complacency, the rise before the fall. Arkas, mindful of hubris, steered clear of its grasp, for he knew that fortune could easily unclasp. The wealth was a tool, a key to unlock new worlds of potential, firm as bedrock. Arkas ventured forth with a generous hand, spreading his fortune across the land. For each coin that flowed from his digital trove was a seed of a future he hoped to enshroud. Wealth not hoarded, but shared in the light, fostering growth, a most glorious sight. The descent to fortune for Arkas meant rise to a plateau of giving under digital skies, where his wealth was a bridge from the old to the new, and the journeys it sparked were many, not few. So on he marched through the valley of fate, where fortune smiled through the crypto gate. And Arkas, the Bitcoiner, with heart wide and vast, found in his riches a role that would last. Book 7, The Thermidorian Reaction. In the wake of change, as Arkas's tale unfurled, a countercurrent rose, a challenge to his world. From the depths of status quo, the old guard's cry, a Thermidorian reaction under the cyber sky. The revolution's heat, once fierce and uncontained, met the chill of backlash where fear remained. Anti-revolutionaries, clad in armors of the past, sought to dethrone Arkas to shadow cast. They came with arguments, with laws and with might, to quell the fiery spirit of Bitcoin's light. With every attempt to undermine the chain, Arkas's resolve was tested to maintain. Whispers of doubt through the markets ran, as the old world fought to reclaim its span. The guardians of fiat, with their influence waning, strove to smother the fire that Arkas was sustaining. The clash was titanic as ideologies fought for the future of currency Arkas had wrought. Each node a battleground, each coin a shield, in the digital arena neither side would yield. Arkas, though wearied, stood firm and tall, for he knew the reaction was fear's last call. The revolution he sparked could not be undone, for it lived in the hearts of the many, not one. The Thermidorian reaction, a test of time, would prove but a chapter in the epic climb. For progress like water finds its way through, and the spirit of change forever remains true. So Arkas pressed on through the reactionary tide, with the power of the people firmly by his side. The revolution would live, through the storm it would ride, for the truth of Bitcoin could not be denied. Book 8, The Revelation of the Divine. In the throes of conflict, when hope's light grew dim, Arkas sought solace in the digital hymn. To the heart of the blockchain he cast his plea, for a sign of the divine to set the revolution free. From the ether it came, a revelation profound, a voice that spoke of a world abound. The divine in the code, in the very air, a presence that lifted the weight of despair. It whispered of unity, of a trust so pure, a system of honour immutable and sure. The divine revelation, a truth self-evident, Bitcoin's promise was heaven sent. With the power of this vision, the tide did turn, the fire of revolution began to burn. With a fervor renewed, a righteous flame, as if the divine itself had proclaimed its name. The revolutionaries rallied, with spirits lifted high, for they knew that their cause would never die. The revelation had shown them the path to tread, toward a future where financial freedom spread. The divine in the blockchain, the sacred trust, gave Arkas and his kin a victory just. For the currency of the heavens, Bitcoin's light, would guide humanity to a new height. With the divine grace, took its rightful place in the human race. Arkas with gratitude looked above, for the revelation of the divine was Bitcoin's love. Book 9, The Return Journey. The battle waned, the divine had spoken, Arkas's quest, once solitary, now unbroken. With the revolution's fire burning bright and clear, he embarked on the journey home, victory near. Back to where it started, beneath the familiar sky, Arkas stood transformed, with a spirit that could fly. The world he once knew, now seen with new eyes, for the hero's journey taught him how to rise. No longer just a dreamer in the shadows of the fray, Arkas had become a beacon leading the way. The return journey, a path of echoes and cheers, marked by the trials, the hopes, and the fears. The world of fiat once stark and confining, now looked upon him, its power declining. The streets he walked were the same, yet unchanged, for in victory's embrace his life rearranged. The currency of Bitcoin, once a whisper, now a roar, had reshaped the landscape to its very core. Arcas's vision, once doubted, now revered, a revolution of the people collectively steered. Home was not just a place, but a state of mind, where the lessons of the past were intertwined. With the future he forged from Bitcoin's allure, Arcas's return was a testament pure and sure. He found that home is where the heart's treasure lies, in the peace of knowing he had severed the ties that bound humanity to a cycle of control and fear. His return journey, the end of an era, the start of a new year. The hero's odyssey from the depths to the peaks had brought him full circle to the answers he seeks. Arcas, once a name in the digital tide, now stood a legend with history by his side. Book 10, The Dawn of a New Era. With the mantle of triumph draped over his frame, Arcas gazed ahead as a new dawn came. The revolution's end was the start of an age, written not on paper, but the digital page. No longer were chains of fiat the norm, as the world embraced the blockchain's form. A new era beckoned, where wealth had no gate, and Bitcoin's ledger declared everyone's fate. The economy bloomed, a decentralized flower, with Bitcoin's strength as its empowering tower. Gone were the days of a singular reign. In this new era, the people held the reign. Innovation flourished in the fertile ground, where freedom and opportunity abound. Arcas watched as a society took to the stage, each individual a miner, a sage. The new era was not just of wealth and coin, but of minds unshackled, able to join. In the pursuit of knowledge, of art, of life, unfettered by the old world's strife, commerce and community now intertwined in the marketplace of the collective mind. Bitcoin, just the beginning, a catalyst of dreams in a world where reality is more than it seems. Arcas's journey, a tale for the ages, was but a whisper in the turning of the pages. For the dawn of a new era, bright and clear, was a symphony of progress for all to hear. And so Arcas, once herald of the fray, took his place among the stars where legends stay. His odyssey complete, his legacy secured, in the heart of a world by Bitcoin cured.